And so I'm sitting in the Santa Fe Opera, which is an outdoor, semi-outdoor. It's now completely roofed over, but the sides are still open.
Right.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to Dr. Atomic, and Dr. Atomic is about J. Robert Oppenheimer and the creation of the bomb at Los Alamos. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking across at the plateau, and then over on the other, about 10 miles away, and I realize that's Los Alamos. I'm only 10 miles from the place where this opera is taking place. And so that put me in the frame of mind to start thinking about J. Robert Oppenheimer.
And you started looking for a play, a stage play on the same subject.
Yeah, I knew of a couple of plays, and so I came home at some point and had copies of each of those and read them. And I was talking to Rick Dines, who's the artistic director at SCT. And so Rick said, I think I have a new play that you should read. And in fact, so he handed me this copy of Oppenheimer by Tom Morton Smith. It's a very recent play. That is, it was produced for the Royal Shakespeare Company at their home at the Black Box Theater in Stratford-on-Avon in 2015.
Yes.
And it was then moved. It was so successful there that they then moved it to London for an 8-week run. And in fall of 2018, a company in Los Angeles produced it. So far as we know, we are the third production ever of this play.
And only the second
one in this country.
Right.
So mid-whatever premiere of this particular play.
You were kind of saying, maybe other theater companies know something you don't know about this, because it's not an easy play to do. And we'll have to talk to Eli.
It is not an easy play to do. It has, in fact, I have 18 actors.
Oh, good heavens!
In the production, of which Eli is playing the title role and doing it superbly. So,
all right, Eli, a lot of people probably have seen Dr. Atomic on TV, the Met telecast from a few years ago. But this being a stage play is a different kettle of fish altogether. But Eli, you are playing the physicist who has been called the father of the atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer. Give me some insight into what you've discovered about him and how you're playing him.
Well, I think so. As he said, it's a very complex piece, and he's a very complex person, so I think it's fitting. But he sort of has this plurality of this idea of duty, because he has a line in the play where he says it's not a question of should, it's a question of when, of where, and of by whom. And then he also has this, this guilt, and he talks about the chalk dust on his hands has been replaced by blood. And so it's just this incredibly complex guy who is in the right place at the right time, or the wrong time.
Or maybe the wrong time, yeah.
And so it's been very, very interesting, and you're always finding these new moments of how he's carrying this burden, or how he is, just brazenly running past warnings or obstacles or things like that. So,
and then second-guessing himself afterwards.
Yeah, it's always – and he has a unique relationship with the women in his life. And so his wife, Kitty, is sort of his rock in that way. And so she helps him no, you are going to do this. You will be hailed a hero, So it's just it's wild. It's a wild ride.
Does the play lay out the story in a linear fashion, or is it is it equally complex in its construction?
Well, do you want to get into theoretical discussion?
No. Well, as much as we can do in 10 minutes or so,
right.
Yeah.
No, it is it is written in what is usually called a Brechtian theater style. And I'm not going to go in other than Bertolt Brecht, a German playwright, of the first half of the 20th century,
yes,
who laid out a style in which he felt that, in which he said, theater is for the brain. Theater is to make you think. Mm. Theater is for issues. Now, in no way, and in fact, Brecht certainly thought theater should be fun. Theater should be something you enjoy. Theater should be something, yes, in which you can get involved emotionally. But Brecht always wanted to say, at some point, push out. Wait a minute. Back out of this. Think about what you are seeing. Look at it more objectively. Mm. Look at what the issues are being presented here. And, of course, with the character Oppenheimer, you have this wonderful, he knows the bomb has to be created because it, in fact, when they get to Los Alamos, he is not at all sure how far along the Germans are. We forget this is 1942, 1943, up to the bomb in 1945.
And this was a point when the West, the Allies, if you will, were not always doing as well as they hoped they would be doing during the Second World War.
Yeah, and
fighting on two fronts,
right,
as they were.
And Oppenheimer also knew that the Germans had, of course, Heisenberg. Thank you. Eisenberg. And he considered Eisenberg really superior to himself. And so the fact that they had Eisenberg, Germans, might well solve this problem of creating this bomb before he and his people could get to it. There is this, I mean, we forget how close they were, or how close we thought they were,
right,
to doing this bomb. And this is one of the things, of course, the play gets involved in.
And, of course, it didn't get used on Germany. It got used on Japan.
No, because by the time the bomb was finally exploded, the Germans had surrendered.
Exactly.
And then came, again, the question. And this is, again, one of the questions that gets raised in the play, as was raised in real life. And that is, the Germans have surrendered. And then, of course, it was Truman who made the decision. And while this is not a part of the play, it is very much a part of history, that when Truman became president after the sudden death of Roosevelt,
right,
he didn't even, as vice president, he was not even aware that this bomb was being developed. It was so secret, so unknown at that point, and he had to be brought up to speed. And when he was, and so then it was Truman who made the decision, we will use it on Japan. We will save thousands of American lives, soldiers' lives, by doing this. And, of course, in turn, kill thousands of Japanese. And that becomes, again, one of the great moral dilemmas.
When Oppenheimer obviously knew, or he at least had a pretty good idea of the capacity that this thing had for destruction, just total, complete destruction. And that's basically the conflict he was feeling, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. He talks about how he accepts the weight of the Japanese on his back if he has brought atomic power to the world. If he has nullified war, then he welcomes it, but that he feels that he's left a loaded gun on a playground.
But that was the thing, though. They were trying to say, if we do this, we'll not only end this war, we may end war for all time. Well, it certainly didn't turn out that way.
No. No, and of course, one of the characters in the play is Edward Teller. And Edward Teller, of course, is one of the other great physicists, and one of the continual discussions that happened between Oppenheimer and Teller are, Teller wants to develop a greater bomb, and of course after, in the later 1940s, Teller did with the hydrogen bomb.
Exactly.
And this, but throughout the play, they keep arguing. Teller says, "Let's create this bigger bomb," and Oppenheimer keeps saying, "No, we're doing the atomic bomb. We're not doing your bomb."
So, is there any kind of a sense of humor to this play at all, or?
Oh yes, oh yeah, there are. There are.
Moments. I would hope there would be.
Yes, and not only that, there's music. Their song. Hey, do you know "Goodbye, Mama"? I'm off to Yokohama.
Oh yes, I think I've heard that at some point or other.
Can come and hear it in this way. or Der Führer's face.
Of course.
Yes, Der Führer's face. There's their music, their song, and that of course is one of the Brechtian techniques, and that is that Brecht very deliberately will put songs or music into it, again, suddenly to jar you as an audience member and go, wait a minute, where did this come from and why is this here? So we have dance. Oh, we have all kinds of things going on
there
in this
you go.
Production.
a little bit of adult language, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
The production opens tonight and will run through March the 1st at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza. Fridays and Saturdays, actually, after you get past the opening weekend, Thursdays through Saturdays, all at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. through March the 1st. And the two Thursday shows, as always, will be Pay What You Can nights.
Yes.
After 6:30 p.m., any tickets that are still available will be on a Pay What You Can basis. And you... we'll be offering as well post-curtain discussions, talkbacks.
Sunday only, the second Sunday.
Okay, February 23rd.
Yep.
There had been one scheduled on Thursday the 20th, but you're not doing that one?
I think we're not doing that
okay.
one. But, and
those are always interesting.
Yeah, and this of course, is Valentine's Day. This may not be a Valentine's play.
Not necessarily, no.
But we do invite you because there is the reception afterwards, and tonight's reception will be champagne and chocolates.
Uh-huh.
We'll do something to get you Valentine mood.
There you go. Oppenheimer by Tom Morton Smith in what may only be, what we're thinking is only its third production period after premiering in Britain in 2015 and performed in Los Angeles in the fall of 2018. It is being performed by Springfield Contemporary Theater at SCT Center Stage there in downtown Springfield. Tickets are available. Actually, the opening weekend costs $22, and other performances range from $24 to $27. And, of course, there is the student rush.
Always.
Always. And you can call 831-8001 or visit sgftheater.org. I mean, it may still display as springfieldcontemporarytheater.org, but you've managed to shorten the URL significantly as far as getting it typed in there. So that's
yes.
sgftheater.org.
Right.
And you have a cast, as you say, of 18.
Of 18.
Wow.
And on that small stage,
yeah.
There's sometimes...
Sometimes you're playing traffic cop as opposed to doing much of anything else, huh?
Well, not only that, but I hope we've done much more than that.
Yeah. Well, a powerful production opening tonight running through March the 1st at SCT Center Stage. Eli Cunningham plays the physicist who invented the atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer. Bob Bradley is directing the production. And again, you can call 831-8001 or visit sgftheater.org to order tickets. Gentlemen, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.